Deuteronomy chapter 18. The Levite priests, the whole tribe of Levi, will have no share or inheritance with Israel. They will eat the Lord's fire offerings and his inheritance. So Levi will have no inheritance in the midst of his brothers. It is the Lord who is his inheritance, in accordance with what he has said to him. And this will be the priest's right from the people, from those who offer a sacrifice, whether it is an ox or a sheep. They will give the priest a shoulder and the cheeks and the stomach. You will give him the first fruit of your corn, of your new wine, and of your new oil, and the first fleeces of your sheep. For the Lord your God chose him of all your tribes to stand and serve in the name of the Lord, him and his sons, day after day. And if a Levite comes from any of your gates, from anywhere in all Israel where he lives, and he comes with all enthusiasm to the place which the Lord chooses, and he serves in the name of the Lord his God, as do all his brothers the Levites who stand there before the Lord, they will eat similar portions, besides the proceeds of his paternal property. When you come into the land which the Lord your God is giving you, you shall not learn to do anything like the abominations of those nations. There will not be found among you anyone making his son or daughter pass through fire, anyone practicing occult arts, or a fortune teller from clouds, or a diviner, or a sorcerer, or a spellbinder, or a consulter of a medium of spirits, or a wizard, or anyone seeking contact with the dead. For everyone who does these things is an abomination to the Lord, and it is on account of these abominations that the Lord your God is dispossessing them in front of you. You will have integrity with the Lord your God. For these nations which you are dispossessing heed the fortune tellers from clouds and those who practice occult arts, but as for you, the Lord your God has not permitted you to do so. The Lord your God will raise up for you a prophet like me, from your midst, from your brothers. Him you will hear, in accordance with everything that you asked for from the Lord your God at Horeb, on the day of the convocation, when you said, "Let me not hear the voice of the Lord my God again, nor see this great fire any longer, so that I do not die." After which the Lord said to me, "They have done well with what they have spoken. I will raise up to them a prophet from the midst of their brothers like you, and I will put my words in his mouth, and he will speak to them everything that I command him. And it will come to pass, for any man who does not listen to my words which he shall speak in my name, that I will require justice from him. But as for any prophet who is presumptuous by speaking in my name anything that I did not command him to speak, or who speaks in the name of other gods, then that prophet shall die. And if you say in your heart, 'How shall we know whether it is a word which the Lord did not speak to him?' the answer is this: when the prophet speaks in the name of the Lord, and the matter does not come to pass, and it does not come about, then it is something that the Lord did not speak, and the prophet spoke it in presumption, and you shall not fear him